The following is the President's speech at Lima, Ohio, Monday, October 11, 1948.
One of our own local boys, Earl Ludwig, candidate from Congress from this district. Mr. Ludwig.
Thank you.
Now I have the honor of presenting to you one of our own ex-governors, Governor Lousy. And I have the honor of presenting to you Governor Lousy. Now the next is our president. I have the honor of presenting to you the President of the United States, Mr. President.
Thank you very much. I can't tell you how very much I appreciate this most cordial reception from this great city of Lima. It's been just like this all the way across Ohio. I think you're interested in the welfare of the country, or you wouldn't turn out this way to see your president and to hear what he has to say. I understand that you've got a great locomotive factory here that is known all over the world. Well, now, on this campaign, I've worn out about 3 locomotives, and I'm going to wear out about 3 more before I get through, so that'll make good for business here in Lima. I'm told by your candidate for governor, your former governor, Frank Lousy, that this is the center of one of the great agricultural communities of Ohio. Then you are vitally interested in the welfare of this country. You're vitally interested in your own welfare. You see, back in 1932, the net income of the farmers was about $2,500,000,000, and their gross income was $4,500,000,000. In 1947, the gross income of the farmers was $30 billion, and his net income was $18 billion. Now, I wonder if the farmers have studied this situation carefully and understand just why that came about. You see, there was not a fair distribution of income in 1932. There were special privileged classes who claimed the total income of the country, and then they hoped that a distribution would be made from the top down. After the great crash in 1929, a different policy was inaugurated when we elected Franklin Roosevelt to be president of the United States in 1932. He took office in 1933, and immediately policies were established for a fair distribution of the national income, so that the farmer would get his fair share, the man who works with his hands would get his fair share, and the small businessman and the white-collar worker would get his fair share. That's true of this $217 billion income we had last year. There was a fair distribution. Everybody had his fair share of that income. Now, we inaugurated a policy, a labor policy, a farm policy, and a policy for the welfare of the United States as a whole. A forward-looking policy, which goes along with the clock and goes forward. Now, these Republicans would like to turn the clock back. They obtained control of the Congress in 1946 because 2/3 of the people in the United States stayed at home and didn't vote in 1946. They didn't vote. 1/3 of the population of this country that were entitled to vote elected the 80th Congress. Well, look what you got out of that 80th Congress. They immediately began to turn the clock back. They began to take the privileges away from the farmer. They began to take the privileges away from labor. And they began to legislate for special privilege all down the line. I'm going to discuss that in detail tonight at Akron. I hope you listen to what I have to say. I'm going to take the hide off of them from head to toe. And I'm going to tell you just exactly what your interests are. And then, if you stay at home and don't vote on November the 2nd, you won't have anybody to blame for the situation but yourself. That farm policy inaugurated by the Democrats was one which gave the farmer parity. If you understand what parity means, it means that it was so arranged that the farmer would receive for what he sells a price that was in line with what he had to pay for what he buys. And he was no longer exploited as a man outside the circle in this great republic. In 1932, 123,000 farms were foreclosed in this country. Last year, less than 800 farms were foreclosed. As I said before, the farmer's income was nearly four times as great in 1947 as it was in 1932. The bank situation is entirely different now from what it was in 1932, and that's the only comparison you can make, Republican administration against Democratic administration. You were afraid to go into a bank in 1932 because you're afraid it'd blow up in your face. Now, for 3 years in this great country of ours, there has not been a bank failure. And the reason for that was the Federal Deposit Insurance Law, which guarantees the deposits of those depositors who have $5,000 or less in that bank. That means that the small depositor in the bank is protected, and the big depositor can take care of himself, because the banks don't fail under the conditions under which we work now. Don't forget all these things I'm telling you on election day. Get out early on November the 2nd and protect yourself. Vote for yourself. And if you do that, you'll vote in your own interest, and you can't help but vote a Democratic ticket straight. You'll send Earl Ludwig to the Congress, and you'll elect Frank Lashey to be governor of Ohio. And I won't have to worry about a housing shortage, for I can still live in the White House for another year. Another 4 years. How'd you like to meet my family? Here's the boss of the White House and the president. She says I'd better quit introducing her as the boss, but how many of you men in this audience don't have bosses at home? Here's my daughter, Margaret.